Welcome to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? Find out how in today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Shoulder to Shoulder, standing together in the battle for life and truth. And now to begin today's Bible Answer Man, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. This is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It is part of our campaign titled Shoulder to Shoulder, Standing Together in the Battle for Life and Truth, a campaign in which we're asking people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. The theme is that if you are an occasional giver or not a giver at all, when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, you literally touch lives, not only for time, but for eternity, not lives only in the West, but lives around the world. Again, we're inviting people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, and when you do, be pleased to personalize one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can do, as I just mentioned, all of this on the web in a safe, secure fashion, the address there on the web, equip.org, or you can pick up the telephone and talk to one of our resource consultants, a number 888-7000, and the letters CRI. Once again, joining me in studio, one of my colleagues, Dr. Larry Johnston. He is our Chief Advancement Officer at the Christian Research Institute, has been for many years involved in strategic planning for organizations in the areas of development, management, so that the gifts that you give are used in an effective way for the furtherance of the gospel. So again, this is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Larry, an edition in which we talk about stewardship, not just tithing, but the New Testament sense of holding everything that we have with an open hand so that God can put in or take out as he sees fit.
We always want, I hope, to be in a blessable position, and that entails certainly being good stewards, but I would hope that in light of the fact that we are at what is arguably a tipping point in American culture and society, that we would up our game beyond mere stewardship, just being obedient to the commands, and take it to the level of strategic stewardship, which means wisely, prudently, critically investing in those organizations that are demonstrably changing lives. And we've heard some beautiful testimonies from those people who have called in and said, not only have you changed my life, but you are a daily source of enlightenment, and I can't imagine you not being there.
On the other side of the coin, it seems to me that there are many Christians that are, as it were, throwing in the towel. They're looking at the fact that the foundation to human civilization has been largely eroded. I'm talking about the foundation of life. They look at some of the pillars on that foundation crumbling and falling. For example, the foundational aspect of marriage. What could be more foundational to human civilization than that? And when that is counterfeited, it's like flooding the economy with counterfeit money. Everything becomes devalued. We see a real devaluation of another singular pillar of significance in the world, and that is the church. It's become a microcosm of the culture, a cultural imitator rather than a cultural initiator. And then you look at what's happening in government, particularly in the West, and You put it all together, and you might be tempted to throw in the towel. But this is not a time to throw in the towel. One man with a hammer nailed 95 theses on a castle door in Wittenberg and caused a mighty reformation. Now, whether someone agrees with the Reformation or disagrees with the Reformation is not the operative point here. The operative point is one man with a hammer and a nail made a mega shift in human civilization. And so it's not time to throw in the towel. It's time to stand shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth.
Well, and we are talking about the power of one, the power of one person. It was not merely Martin Luther. It was Mahatma Gandhi. It was William Wilberforce. It was Abraham Lincoln. It was the oratorical power and steel in his soul of Winston Churchill standing against what was looking at a point to be a very hopeless situation. One person can make a difference. You've heard me say many times, we can always count the number of seeds in an apple, but we can never count the number of apples in a seed. Each life touched and transformed through CRI has ripple effects that we will never be able to count.
And that's really what we're talking about in the standing shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. Many people standing together with an organization that is making a difference around the world, but not because of what we do internally alone. It's because we're standing shoulder to shoulder in a battle for life and truth. And when I talk about the battle for life and truth, it's somewhat of a metaphor. It's also something that has sharp teeth. And of course, metaphors do have sharp teeth. But you think about the battle for life and truth, one of the deadly errors that is being permeated in Christian circles. The problem is not just outside the church, it's in the church. Is you take a very familiar passage like Isaiah 53, verse 5, which says, "He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." Many people in the Christian community, pastors, people with tremendous platforms, are saying, "See, here we have proof positive that healing is guaranteed. All we have to do is exercise the force of faith and claim what is ours." What they fail to recognize is that this is subterfuge. It's either subterfuge because they are purposely deceiving people, I can't judge their hearts, or it's subterfuge because they simply don't know how to read the Bible for all it's worth. If you look at the context, Isaiah could hardly have made it clear that he had spiritual healing in mind. He communicated that Christ was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And Peter built on that theme when he said he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Quite obviously a spiritual context, not a guarantee for physical healing. Now, someone might say, "Wow, well, that's an interesting intellectual debate you're having with a Word of Faith teacher. They say this, you say that, but it's all a bunch of rhetoric. What difference does this practically make?" Well, let me give you an example of the difference that it practically makes. The deadly error of denying symptoms hit home with a caller on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Some of you may think back to our archives, as it were, and remember a man named Kirk from San Marcos, Texas. He phoned in on the show, and I remember when he was telling the story, I had a hard time communicating because I had a lump in my throat. His mother had migrated from Pentecostalism, which is certainly acceptable within the pale of Orthodoxy, to the Word of Faith movement. And when a lump appeared in her breast, she purposed to deny the symptom and reject medical treatment. And she was committed to this idea. And ideas have consequences. The tumor continued to grow. And it wasn't until that tumor had become a weeping sore, consuming most of her breast, that she finally sought out medical attention. But by that time, it was too late. She died 6 months later. And even at the funeral, there were those who had bought into a false view of Scripture that, well, as Kirk put it, commended his mother for denying her symptoms. I'll never forget his anguished words. "It sickened me," he said, "to watch people from her church come to the front and praise her for what she had done and for the tenacity of her faith. It was just mind-boggling." Why was it mind-boggling? It was a false form of faith. It was not faith in God. It was faith in faith, and that is credulity. Ideas, Larry, have consequences.
Well, not only do ideas have consequences, but one of my favorite philosophers, John Locke, once said, "In truth, the ideas and images in men's minds are the invisible powers that constantly govern them," meaning that that which we hold present to our mind, to our consciousness, has enormous power. It casts long perceptual and conceptual shadows. And when you were talking earlier about people wanting to throw in the towel, I get that. When we think, for example, that 23 out of 25 major evangelical denominations in the United States are in decline, it would be easy for someone to agree with Clare Boothe Luce of the Time Empire, publishing empire, who once said, "The difference between an optimist and a pessimist is that the pessimist has better data." Well, you know, we can laugh about that, but think about the source of the content that we hold present to our minds. The problem with a great many of us these days is we get vastly more input, much of it toxic, through the media. We rarely hear about the good news. We are fed a constant diet of bad news and a constant diet of toxins to the brain. Will, not surprisingly, be conducive to a pessimistic outlook. There are times when, because I seek to proportion my beliefs to the evidence, I am not overly optimistic, but that's a secondary issue for me. The issue for me is that I am always hopeful. Even though I'm lacking optimism, I am always hopeful because the resurrection spelled the death of hopelessness.
And when you talk about resurrection, isn't that what turned an empire upside down? The disciples were scared and scattered, and then they encountered Christ in post-resurrection appearances. And when they did, they knew of a certainty that their master, who had died, had risen from the dead, and they knew just as certainly that they too would rise from the dead, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, and that made all the difference in the world. You can kill the body, but that body will stand again upon the earth. And so you had people who faced every indignity that one human being can foist upon another, but they stood firm, which is precisely what we're asking people to do, stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. And the way we're doing that is we're asking people who have never given or are occasional givers to consider becoming monthly Bible Answer Man support team members. Now, the safest, most secure way, the quickest, most efficient way in doing that is simply going to the web at equip.org, and there you can save time and postage, and your gift will come automatically each month. You can use a credit card, a debit card, an electronic funds transfer. And when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, my way of saying thank you is to personalize one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. You can go to the web at equip.org if there's another resource that you'd like personalized or you'd like as a way of saying thank you, a way of being equipped personally. Again, you can choose that on the web at equip.org. We're asking you to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. And in doing that, you know, the real difference it makes is the difference in lives of real people, people who were immersed in the Word of Faith movement or trapped in a cult, people that are not only no longer trapped, but now reproducing disciple makers themselves. Be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so stay tuned. In The Atheist's Guide to Reality, Enjoying Life Without Illusions, Duke University professor and New Atheist philosopher Alex Rosenberg bites the bullet and declares that to be a consistent atheist, you'll have to be comfortable with a certain amount of nihilism and, just in case, there's always Prozac. Because a growing multitude of college students are drinking deeply from this nihilistic nonsense, we shouldn't be surprised that so many of our national spiritual and cultural indicators are headed south. Graham Veal's concise book, New Atheism, A Survival Guide, is an accessible, practical resource for responding to the nihilistic nonsense of New Atheist. To receive your copy of New Atheism, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's mind-changing and life-transforming outreaches. Or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Watchman Nee observed in the letter to the Ephesians that three profoundly relevant themes for the Christian life were ordered in a particular way: our position seated in Christ, our walk with Christ in the world, and our stand for Christ against the enemy. An all too common mistake occurs when Christians attempt to walk in the world or stand against the enemy in their own power, not realizing that Christianity does not begin with walking or standing. It begins with sitting. In his classic little book, Sit, Walk, Stand, Watchman Nee expounds on the timeless truth that the starting point of the Christian life is being seated with Christ. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. www.cri.org. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? To partner with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org.
Hi, this is Chad from St. Louis, and I listen to CRI on Bot Radio Station. CRI crossed my path in 2008 and has become an essential daily source of enlightenment for me ever since. I can't imagine my journey as a Christian without CRI, and I can say with absolute confidence that there hasn't been a more profound nor impactful ministry in my life. The premise is simple, yet genius. Answer questions from the Bible from normal everyday callers. The lessons that come out of these interactions on the air are life-changing. Hank has beautifully captured the spirit of Jesus as he interacts with a spirit of humility and kindness. It is an honor to be a monthly giver, and frankly, we can't afford to not help CRI grow and become the light and salt to the world.
Once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
And you've tuned into a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It's our standing shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. This is a time in which we are exhorting people to join us in the battle for life and truth by standing shoulder to shoulder with us in that battle. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org as you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. So I'm talking to people who have listened to the Bible Answer Man broadcast maybe for years but never have supported the ministry, or people who are occasional givers, or some people who simply treasure our resources but have never join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team or given to the ministry. So we're asking you to consider becoming a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member. When you do, be pleased to personalize one of my books to you, a family member or a friend. In studio with our chief advancement officer, his name is Dr. Larry Johnston. We've been colleagues in ministry for some 35 years. And Larry, when we talk about giving, we're talking about an opportunity to leave an indelible impact on our culture.
And I think impact is the appropriate word. I've pondered for many years, why do people give? What is it that is the essence of philanthropy? Not merely Christian giving, but giving of any type. What is really behind that? And research would confirm that there are a great many reasons why people give. But I cannot think of a single case in which someone gave in order that it would not make a difference. People give to change things. We are inviting people to stand with CRI to change minds and thus change the world, because presently we are not winning the battle for the Western mind.
And not only the Western mind, but think about what's going on in the global South, in Asia. There are places in Asia where Christianity is growing with vast rapidity, but the cults are well-financed and they're poised. So let's take this out of the realm of millions and reduce it to one person. A person who has an encounter with a missionary, comes to faith in Christ, and then encounters a cultist who is poised and ready to steal the fruit. The cultist twists the scripture a little bit, adds the idea that Jesus is a means to an end, and now that person who has come out of animism or Buddhism or ancestor worship falls into an even more deadly trap. By placing the information into the hands, the resources into the hands of missionaries that they desperately need to counter that kind of activity, we are subverting the kingdom of the cults. And that's something very real that we're engaged in the global South. So it's not only
making a difference in Western culture. It's making a difference in God's world.
Well, we have talked about the dilemma of having either full hearts but empty heads, which would be the case in much of the global South. And we're not disparaging people's native intelligence. We're just saying that people who have experienced the power of Christ in their lives but are positively clueless in terms of their knowledge of the Bible are incapable of standing against someone who has a better argument than they do. But likewise, in the West, we have many people who know a fair amount about Christ. The problem is that they do not know him. And here is one sense in which the English language is disadvantaged. Because as a foreign language major as an undergraduate, one of the things that I came to appreciate is about the Romance languages are there are two distinct verbs to know. One verb addresses to know about something, as in acquiring intellectual knowledge. The other is to know by way of experience, deep personal experience. What we need to do, with the help of those who are listening, is to equip more and more people to have both full hearts and full minds.
And this is precisely what we're talking about when we talk about a shoulder-to-shoulder campaign in the battle for life and truth, to use the words that you just used, to know and to know, life and truth. And life is really an experience that we can have with the living God. We can be interpenetrated with the energies of God. Augustine used the example of the ocean and a sponge, the sponge being submerged in the ocean, taking on the properties of the ocean. The sponge is still the sponge, the ocean is still the ocean, but the sponge is experiencing something very weighty. The same thing is true in a number of other analogies that could be used, but when you plug the light bulb in, it suddenly radiates with a power that is not of it, but is now in it. And this is precisely what happens when we experience the life of the engrafted Christ.
Well, and you certainly know me after 35 years that I am more of a rationalist by way of temperament than I am an experientialist. And I will always critically value the role of reason. But I think there has been a triumph of rationalism in the West to the point that we miss the notion that the kingdom of God is not about words. It's not about knowing about. It's a matter of power that comes from a head-on collision with the risen Christ. When Isaiah had his experience and proclaimed, "Woe unto me, I am undone." That notion of being undone is what psychologists would call disintegration. There's a sense that body and soul are coming apart, like you have been vaporized. One religious classic written in the early 1900s by Rudolf Otto, called The Idea of the Holy, speaks of the mysterium tremendum, the notion of an encounter with God that is so powerfully mysterious that we are undone in his presence. The problem with much of the weakness of the church in the West these days is that far too few people have had that deep, genuine, head-on collision with that power that can transform lives. And as a consequence, we've got the talk, but we don't have the walk.
Dr. Larry Johnston, a colleague at the Christian Research Institute, he's our chief advancement officer, as we are urging you to join
in a particular campaign that we call Standing Shoulder to Shoulder in the Battle for Life and Truth. You can join in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. But what we're asking you to join is a monthly Bible Answer Man support team, which is to say become a monthly regular giver. Some of you have given occasionally or not given at all, but by joining a monthly Bible Answer Man support team, you turbocharge this ministry. It touches the lives of people, quite frankly, on a global basis. Not only are we strengthening our stakes back home, which means that the voice of the Christian Research Institute is spreading, it's multiplying in terms of its outreach and significance, but around the world, there is a global initiative through which we are catalyzing and resourcing boots on the ground, missionaries doing the work of ministry around the world. We're taking our resources garnered over 55 years and starting to translate them into languages such as Mandarin and Spanish. And in doing that, we are impacting the two most largely spoken languages in the world, Mandarin and Spanish. And again, we're asking you to join with us in the battle for life and truth on the web, equip.org, but you can pick up the phone, talk to one of our resource consultants as well, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. One of the resources in the area of life, you might say, is a resource that we have been making available all this month. It's Watchman Nee's book, Sit, Walk, and Stand, a great exposition of Ephesians, which is the divinest composition of mankind. At least many have hailed it as such, and I certainly am a big devotee of the book of Ephesians.
Well, the notion of getting things in the right order is key, and anyone who has ever played a game of chess knows it's not simply about being active and moving pieces on the board. You must move the right pieces in the right order. And the thing that I so value about Sit, Walk, Stand is so much of American culture is about activism. Don't just sit there, do something. The result is that we have a great many people out trying to be change agents for the kingdom of God, but doing it in the flesh. And as Ian Thomas once said, there's nothing more pathetic nor more nauseating than human flesh trying to glorify God. So we get the walk part, although we don't often get the stand. We have not been equipped to stand against the fierce secular arguments that are eroding notions about the stability of the faith. So we get the walk piece, but we haven't been equipped to stand. And even more problematic is we haven't learned to sit in the heavenly places with the Master so that when we decide to move forward and walk, we've got our unction to function.
And we're asking you to stand with us, sit, walk, stand in the battle for life and truth. We're asking you to stand shoulder to shoulder with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach, and you can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. You can also do so by writing me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultant standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. Make a difference, not just for time, but a difference for eternity. There will come a time, we don't know when Jesus appears a second time. Then the veil between the habitation of God and the habitation of humanity will be removed. And Jesus will be with us physically, just as he is now with us spiritually. In the meantime, he has asked us to be divine saboteurs, those who are kingdom change agents, consummators of a kingdom, co-laborers in Christ. And you could be a co-laborer with his one-of-a-kind ministry. Simply go to equip.org and join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team.
Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so stay tuned. Some time ago, the Christian Research Institute changed its tagline from "Because Truth Matters" to "Because Life and Truth Matter." Reason being that for Christians, truth and the abundant life are inseparable. It's no small clue that Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. Tragically, in matters of life, Christians often try to walk with Christ in order to one day sit with him. But this is the reversal of the true order. The concise book Sit, Walk, Stand by Watchman Nee explores timeless principles from the book of Ephesians, which demonstrate the truth that we advance in the Christian life only as we learn first to sit down. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Richard Dawkins' grasp of philosophical arguments wouldn't earn him a passing grade in a freshman philosophy course, but he doesn't mean to deal with the questions that theists are asking. He simply ridicules his opponent's position. In New Atheism, a Survival Guide, Graham Veal explains, "The new atheist stance is that the reasons for theism must be so bad, why even read about them? My goodness, no, you just dismiss them." Veal goes on to show that the new atheists have not offered one original argument for atheism, but they've plenty of original insults. New Atheism offers an accessible, practical resource for countering new atheist attacks. To receive your copy of New Atheism, a Survival Guide, as our thank you gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? To partner with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
And you've tuned into a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast in studio with my colleague, Chief Advancement Officer for the Christian Research Institute, Dr. Larry Johnston, and we're talking about our shoulder-to-shoulder campaign, the idea being standing shoulder-to-shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion by joining the monthly Bible Answer Man support team on the web at equip.org. When you give on the web, you're giving without postage. It saves you time. When things happen electronically, the gift arrives automatically. And as a result of that, it helps us be more effective and efficient in terms of our ministry outreaches. You can give via credit card, automatic debit, electronic funds transfer. You can check it all out on the web at equip.org. And I'd be pleased to personalize one of my books to you, a family member or a friend. There have been so many people that have joined the Bible Answer Man support team, and for a variety of reasons. I want to play a testimony right now. It's one that's touched my heart. It is a lady named Lisa, and she has had a transition in her thinking as a result of listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and now is a leader equipping others.
My name is Lisa, and I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast on 104.3, and I've been listening to the Bible Answer Man for over 2 years now, and I was introduced to CRI and Hank by my husband. At that time, I didn't have a relationship with God, and my worldview was completely opposite of the Christian that I claimed to be, but listening to Hank speak truth every day prompted me to research the things he said. I started reading the Bible and realized how wrong I was. CRI and Hank were used by God to help completely change my life. I became a better wife, a better mother. I joined a life group, and at Hank's urging, I read books like The Complete Answer Book, Follow Me, The Fifth Gospel, The Pursuit of God, and now I'm reading Has God Spoken? I also became a life group leader. I'm a monthly supporter now, and I just think that everyone who listens and benefits from CRI should support the ministry. I just don't know where I would be without them, and I really believe that life and truth matter. Thank you so much for all you do.
Well, if that doesn't excite you, I don't know what will. I mean, this is a lady who didn't take what I said for granted, and that's what I urge people to do. Don't simply take what I say as true because I happen to have an electronic voice, but rather test what I say in light of the final court of arbitration, which is the Word of God. And this is precisely what Lisa did, and it became life transformational.
And what I love about Lisa's story is that there are so many different key elements. She says that my worldview was completely opposite to the Christian that I claim to be, meaning that we've got a great many Christians whose worldview and whose primary way of thinking is fully secular. It's just been decorated with some Jesus stuff. And yet she goes on beyond that to say, not only was my mind changed, but that CRI and you were used to help completely change her life, to become a better wife and to become a mother, and then to go on to be a leader. And like you say, man, if that doesn't float your boat, you need to reinspect the boat.
And again, she joined the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. So now what she's doing is multiplying what happened in her life and the lives of other people.
Yeah, I love a good colleague of mine many years ago once said that 2,000 years ago, God discovered that human flesh was a great conductor of divine electricity, and he hasn't changed his mind. And I think what we're saying here is that by virtue of people standing with us, CRI can be a conduit of that divine electricity that is touching and transforming lives, not merely here in the West, but throughout the Global South.
And there are so many testimonies that we could share with people. They come in each and every day. We've just picked out some gems written into us. We've asked the people to verbalize the same testimony so that they could be heard on the Bible Answer Man broadcast during our shoulder-to-shoulder campaign. Another testimony, this is Myron Levy. He's from Kansas, and he listens to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and has been impacted by the message of life and truth.
My name is Myron Levy, and I'm from Elman, Kansas, and I listen to CRI on Sirius XM Radio. Absolute truth is a very rare commodity in the world today. It seems as if everybody is wanting to go their own way and worship their own God. In light of this, CRI is a very much needed ministry for the times we are living in. Proclaiming God's truth is the utmost priority to them. Truth and life do matter. CRI has significantly increased my ability to read the Bible for all it's worth. They have helped sharpen my discernment skills and have given me a greater confidence in my faith. For these things, I am forever indebted to them. Thank you, CRI, for all you do. Only eternity will be able to reveal how much of a positive impact you're having for Christ's kingdom. May God continue to bless you. To God be the glory.
I really appreciate people like Myron. I, again, wrote in a testimony. We asked him to voice the testimony so it could be heard. The words really are impactful.
Well, and most of our listeners would perhaps not be aware that within the evangelical church today, we are losing about 2.6 million people per decade. That's just one generation studied. And what I love about hearing from folks like Myron is, he said, it's given me a greater confidence in my faith. Many people within the church are encountering arguments that they are ill-equipped to respond to. And because they are ill-equipped to respond to those arguments, they're losing their faith and they're leaving the church. Myron is an example of somebody who said, I now have, because of CRI, a greater confidence in my faith.
Here's another example. Jeff, he's from San Antonio, Texas, again, wrote in a testimony. We asked him to voice the testimony so that we could hear it in his own voice. Jeff, San Antonio, Texas.
Hello, this is Jeff Nicholas in San Antonio, Texas. I listen to the Bible Answer Man on KDRY Radio. You know, it was years ago that God used Christian radio to lead me to salvation, and early in my walk with the Lord, I came upon the Bible Answer Man program hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. And through this program, I learned to compare what I was hearing from sermons and teachings in light of Scripture. And this has helped a great deal in my growth as a Christian throughout the years. Now, I truly believe in giving back to God's kingdom by donating to different ministries, and one of those ministries is the Christian Research Institute. And I became a monthly supporter of CRI, and I would urge others to prayerfully consider doing the same. You know, when I considered the evangelical tool that CRI is and all the wonderful resources that are available, I knew it was the right decision. So keep up the good work, Hank, and God bless. I will continue to pray for and support this ministry.
The last thing that he said there is pray for and support, and so often we neglect to mention the power of prayer, because the power of prayer cannot be mentioned enough. As I've said on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, prayer is quite literally firing the winning shot. So we are constantly urging people to pray, not simply prayer in terms of bringing our supplications, but prayer in terms of expressing our faith in the one who is the sovereign of the universe. Prayer in the sense of expressing our adoration, which unshackles us from the self. Prayer in the sense of our confession. Prayer in terms of thanksgiving. And prayer in terms of supplication, laying our requests before the Lord. And this is what we do at the Christian Research Institute. Ultimately, we lay our requests before the Lord. We ask people to do so as well. So it's not only becoming a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member, but a regular person of prayer, laying this ministry and its outreaches before the Lord so that he might empower the outreaches with his presence.
It is unarguably clear to me that there are two essential resources without which CRI cannot survive. One is prayer, and you know that I believe in prayer. My favorite quote on prayer is that prayer is the slender nerve that moves the muscles of omnipotence. I believe, just as with Ford, quality is job one, I believe with Christians, prayer is job one. But prayer without the resources to run this organization would leave us in a state of sanctified bankruptcy. As you said, the water is free, but we've got to pay for the pipeline. We move forward on our knees, but we also move forward because people are being strategic stewards, entrusting to us the resources that we are using daily to change lives.
This week has been a special week of broadcasts in which we have been urging people to stand shoulder to shoulder with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach, touching the lives of people not only for time, but also for eternity. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. If you've never given before, to become a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member is a big step, but one that steps not only throughout Western civilization, but takes a step into the global South as well. You can make a difference by standing shoulder to shoulder with his one-of-a-kind ministry outreach. If you're an occasional giver, we invite you to become a monthly support team member as well. As I mentioned earlier on in the broadcast, you can give electronically on the web. It saves you time, it saves you postage, and your gift arrives automatically each month. You can use a credit card, a debit card, electronic funds transfer, but however you do it, when you do it, by taking that first step, you are taking a step into literally the future in terms of lives changed all around the world. Again, we invite you to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. Being a partner with this ministry is a way of making a difference, not by giving to us, but through us. And again, changing the lives of people. This is what we're talking about. Every single person is either part of the kingdom of light or still in darkness. There's a huge, huge job to be done. It is a job that we do with a great deal of joy and passion and pleasure, and we're delighted that you would consider joining us as a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member. Next week, we go back to taking your calls right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You can dial in your questions when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. In the meantime, dial 888-7000, letter CRI, and talk to one of our resource consultants. One of the ways in which you can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, you can join on the web at equip.org, or you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We're out of time for this special week of broadcasts as we have talked to you about standing shoulder to shoulder with his one-of-a-kind ministry outreach in the battle for life and truth. Look forward to talking to you next week, answering your questions, and enjoying the opportunities that God has given us to be co-laborers. It is kingdom work.
You've been listening to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Watchman Nee observed in the letter to the Ephesians that three profoundly relevant themes for the Christian life were ordered in a particular way: our position seated in Christ, our walk with Christ in the world, and our stand for Christ against the enemy. An all too common mistake occurs when Christians attempt to walk in the world or stand against the enemy in their own power, not realizing that Christianity does not begin with walking or standing. It begins with sitting. In his classic little book, Sit, Walk, Stand, Watchman Nee expounds on the timeless truth that the starting point of the Christian life is being seated with Christ. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. In The Atheist's Guide to Reality, Enjoying Life Without Illusions, Duke University professor and New Atheist philosopher Alex Rosenberg bites the bullet and declares that to be a consistent atheist, you'll have to be comfortable with a certain amount of nihilism and, just in case, there's always Prozac. Because a growing multitude of college students are drinking deeply from this nihilistic nonsense, we shouldn't be surprised that so many of our national spiritual and cultural indicators are headed south. Graham Veal's concise book, New Atheism, A Survival Guide, is an accessible, practical resource for responding to the nihilistic nonsense of New Atheist. To receive your copy of New Atheism, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's mind-changing and life-transforming outreaches, or visit equip.org.